Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Berta. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonds for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Young. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. McCovey moves to second. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Randy Hundley now catching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Mike McCormick now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Dietz and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Beckert scores. Santo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge juggles the ball. That's an error on Etheridge. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Don Young. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Qualls now playing center field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Mays steals third. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-2 in the game. Berta hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. Hans strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz strikes out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Etheridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Etheridge moves to second. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay bunts towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Etheridge moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Etheridge scores. Lanier scores. Bonds moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. There goes Bonds trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Hundley who tags Bonds, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. Dietz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got three RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans fires to first and has Henderson trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger, who tags Henderson for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 3 in the game. Berta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Qualls. Berta reaches second base with a double. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 3 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Bob Burden now playing first base. Al Spangler pinch hits for Randy Hundley. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Qualls for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.